the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendle, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. Hello and welcome to another Upside Down show with me, Doris Brendle. Wonderful to have your company once again, or for the first time if you're new. It all works for me. That was Audio Gust from Seattle. That is the name of the project name for solo artist Chris Evans. I suppose I can see why he's using another name, because you would never ever find that on a Google, would you? Too many Chris Evans around. Anyway, he writes some very good songs. That one was called Bubble in Your Champagne. I played one of his songs last week as well, because I just think he writes some nice songs. Anyway, what are we doing today? We're going to go back to the lockdown files, as usual, that Lee Dunham and I recorded when we were very bored. We're going back to September 2021, and I made a discovery. So, how are you, Lee? Are you all right?
I'm really good, yeah. I just quickly went in to get a drink into the house. I'm in the studio at the moment, and I quickly ran in to get a drink, and my wife said to me, could you fix the cupboard? And I said, I haven't got time to fix the cupboard. I've got to do a podcast. And then, so I walked out the door, and a little voice just came out the door, and it went, be funny. It said, be funny. I'm always funny.
Be funny. You're not being very funny. See, I don't think that's funny at all.
Nor do I.
No.
Carry on.
Oh, dear. Oh. Well, I've had a really good day. We're doing this a bit later than normal because I had a business meeting. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby, yeah. But it's been a really good day, as you know, because something really remarkable happened to me today.
It has. It has. I can hear it. I can hear the excitement from your voice.
Well, it was unexpected, and it was I've been going through the acoustic songs because we've got a house party coming up I believe the 1st of October at Graham's and we've got loads of new songs, so as well as trying to remember what we did with the old ones as well. So I've been, you know, I've been a good little girl and going through my set and practicing, and I did it yesterday for a couple of hours, and this morning I thought I'll have a go at some of the ones I haven't done yet.
Yeah.
And I was singing away and I was hitting this note and I was going, oh, I don't remember hitting this note before. What? And I discovered it was a high E. Now, for most women, that's no big deal. But for me, that is a really big deal. That's a high note for me to hit easily. That's usually my top note. Probably going to sound a bit like a strangled cat. I can only sing it under certain circumstances if I've got enough breath, right? Yep. This that kind of note. And even with the Violet Hour, that was my top note.
Wow.
Because there's a song called, on the Violet Hour, a song called Better Be Good.
Yeah.
And the good is the top E.
Good.
Better be good. And I had to really squeeze that note out every time. And it wasn't easy, especially if my voice is a little bit, you know, torn. So I know that top E has never been. And today I was just hitting it easily. I was going, woo! Like, there it was. Boom. You know, just like, what the hell? So I thought, that's amazing. Let's see if I can get any higher. So I hit the F sharp. And there it was.
Wow.
It was an ooh. It was solid. I just thought, oh my God, I don't think I've ever, there was only one song where I hit an F sharp, and that was on the Holy Cow recordings.
Ah, see.
And I really surprised myself then, because I was going, oh my God, actually, what? I hit an F sharp. I could hit an F sharp today. And then I tried it and I even hit a G, though that really was Strangle Cat territory, you know, that was, but I don't think I've ever hit a G in my life.
But wait a minute, let's give everyone that's sitting here listening to this, give Doz a round of applause.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes, thank you.
To be fair though, I mean, the non-smoking thing for 6 months, I reckon that's done that. I really do.
It must be, because that's the only thing that's changed.
Dead. the same.
From Sunderland, that was Thieves of Liberty, a very young-looking band with a track called Ground Zero, sort of modern pop rock. And the one you just heard, I'm sure you recognised it, Blackstone Cherry from Kentucky, bit of southern rock, Neon Eyes. And they've definitely got a great vibe about them, that band. So we're going to go back to the lockdown files. Now, for those people who actually listened to the podcast when they came out, you will be familiar with a feature that happened a little bit later in our series called Cat News. Became a really big thing, had its own jingle and everything. I'm amazed it's taken this long to actually get there. We're not quite there yet. But that week that we're doing at the moment, I've just started talking about getting a cat.
I went round to see a friend's puppy. It was lovely. His name's Gilly, and he is, to be fair, at that age, a little bastard. That's what he is. He just comes and bites you for no reason.
I prefer kittens to puppies. I prefer dogs when they've grown up a bit, and I like cats when they're really teeny.
Do you?
Yeah, though, having said that, I will hopefully be getting a rescue cat in a week or so.
Are you really?
Yeah, a 2-year-old. She's just been spayed.
Okay.
Tortoise shell.
Did you know it's not? Did you know it's not spayed? It's spay. Did you know that?
What?
Spay. She's been spay.
What?
Yeah, it's SPAY.
Yeah, but the past tense is still spayed.
I don't think it is. Is it?
Yes.
I've looked at it. I don't think so.
I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. If you say so. I thought it was just spay.
No, I don't think so. I don't believe so. But anyway, yes. So that happened. That happened a couple of days ago.
So was it for rescue one from a centre or from a friend or what?
No, from a centre, but it's a local. It's a local one.
Right.
It's a local one, and I know. A lot of the centres don't have much at the moment because pets have got so expensive.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
So this is like hot off the press, as it were. And because I looked online and there was like a couple. She's got like two brothers, and I said, yeah, I don't really want two, I just want the one. And she said, well, one has just come in, she's just been spayed. So she sounds perfect, sounds absolutely perfect. Apparently very shy, so it'll take a little while, but that's fine, you know. And I'm quite well situated for a cat. Because I really miss having a dog, but I'm still hoping that we're going to do some touring. So a cat is a lot easier. And I've had a chat with Dean, my lodger, and said, look, you know, if I do go, were you happy to feed a cat? And he went, yeah, absolutely. So
have you had a cat before?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
What was your old cat's name?
Boo.
Boo, and what sort of cat was it?
She was black. She was mostly black, but with white boots.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And a partially white face, and she had a perfect black circle under her chin.
Ooh. And was she very friendly or not friendly?
Oh, yeah, she was friendly enough. She had a pink nose, really pink nose. She was incredibly soft and very long. It's like, you know when they stretch her, her body just seemed ridiculously long. And yeah. She was a bit shy, unless with anyone that didn't like cats, and then she was on you straight away.
Wow.
So if you didn't like cats, she should be on your lap immediately.
Just liked it, so yes. I'll show you. You do like cats, really.
Well, I don't know. She just purr at you and things. And she was quite adventurous, because I had her when I still lived in London. And she's quite adventurous, and she used to go out as a kitten and kill birds and things like that. But when she got to, she moved with me to Leeds. When she got to about 3 years old, she went all agoraphobic. I think something happened. She got chased by a dog or something, and she just didn't want to go out anymore. So she loved sitting on the windowsill looking out, even though it was at a ground floor flat, so she could have gone out really easily, but she just didn't want to go out. And she'd just sit there, and she had to get a litter tray and stuff, but she was lovely. And she was, she used to get under the duvet and then stick her claws into my stomach.
Oh, yeah, the old claws. Yeah. That's always a good one. But the more you stroke it, the deeper the claws.
But, you know, I really miss that. I do really like cats. And, I had to rehome that cat because I had a boyfriend who was really allergic.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that was why I didn't have cats for so long.
Bloody boyfriends.
And also because a lot of people are allergic, because I had lodgers, I just thought I'd better not have a cat. But no, I like cats and dogs. I like both of them.
The shapes in the shadows are simple tricks of life. Lifeless black ghosts with no soul and no spine and no signs of slowing. They're gathering, growing.
That was Boys Night Out, a band from Ontario, Canada. The track is called 100% Ghosts, emo post-hardcore, followed by, from London, Bruzik, with a track called Fractures, their sort of alt-metal rock. And the one you just heard, something very different, a bit of sort of prog cello playing. Raphael Weinrot Brown from Toronto, a very flamboyant cellist. And I like a lot of his stuff. It's really sort of proggy instrumental. That track is called Pyre. So we're going to carry on with more talk about cats.
I had a cat that used to just sit. We had quite a busy road at the front of my old house.
Yeah.
And the cat would go and sit in the road just to give everyone the ump.
Oh,
he used to
dice
with dust. So I know when he was out there, because literally I could just hear the bibs. And the bibs of the cars. I'd be like, the cat's in the road again. And I'd go upstairs and look out the window, and the cat would just be sitting there. And literally the cars would be nearly hitting his head, bibbing.
No.
And he'd just sit there and go, I ain't moving. And it'd just go, bear, bear, get out of the way, bear, but nothing. And in the end, someone would have to get out.
To move the cat, oh my God.
And move the cat out of the way.
The cat was going, I think you'll find this is my road.
Exactly. Yeah, it would. It would not move for nout. He would not
move.
And then one day, he got run over.
Oh.
I heard the crash and I thought it was a car. But when I went down there, he had the pizza bloke off his bike.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah, the pizza bloke ran over his back.
Yeah.
And he went, the bloke came off his bike, and the cat was sort of half splatted, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But what was weird was that he recovered, but fine, except he had like a sleek sort of back that sort of went down where it rehealed. It didn't reheal in a straight line. So he had sort of a funny back from then on.
Yeah,
but
he was
a right sort.
We'll see. I did want a female cat. I prefer the females. Also, they don't spray like. Tomcats can really spray and stink the place out, so I didn't really want that. But I thought, I mean, this cat's probably got a name already, but if I've got to name it, it'll be Catherine. Cat for short.
Cat, yeah. Cat. Very good. Yeah. I like it. I don't
just
know how you
K.
thought of that.
Just with a K, yeah.
That's amazing, that name.
I know. Cat.
I don't know. Or Kit.
Kit.
Yeah, Kit Cat.
Kit Cat. Kit Cat.
Kitty cat. Oh, well, we should have a competition. Name the cat.
Name the cat. Yes, ring in with your name the cat ideas.
Yeah,
but like I say, it might have a name already, and in which case I'll keep whatever it's, you know.
It's a girl, right? That's a shame.
It's a girl.
You could have called it, Boris. And then you'd have Boris and Doris, wouldn't you? Boris Drindle.
Horace,
yeah.
Florence. Yeah. Or I could call Florence is a good name for a cat.
Florence. Oh, I had a hamster called Florence.
Oh, did
hamsters
you?
Hamsters are always Florence, yeah. Can't change a cat now.
Well, or just call it something really normal like Sarah.
It's fun. Names are really funny, because if you ever come across someone who's an idiot, right, that and you know that person, that name sticks, right? So if you ever went to call anything else that name, like if you're trying to name your kids, right, and the reason why everyone doesn't like certain names, it's not because they don't necessarily like the name, it's the vision of the person,
the connotation
that you
yeah.
know
yeah.
that's an absolute dick, right, called John or whatever it might be.
Chivy.
You think to yourself,
yeah.
oh no, you can't call him that because
yeah.
my friend's called that and he's an idiot. No, you can't call him that. Funny, isn't it?
Yeah, we do have connotations. That's the reason that I'm the only Doris from Miles around, you know.
Oh man, come on, just take me back to where I belong. Let's start a revival. Show me a sign. Oh, I want to find a way back to the good old days, back to the 80s, going back in time. Set aside, and in so many ways we all want it back. But now take a look outside on nowadays, our lives are crooked, misguided track. People made it, people know, one trusts the other. Folks, I miss the good old days. Isn't there a chance to get a little
Destination is unknown. Green shirts past the window and the chugging of the tracks below. Opposite a woman smiles at me, but chants a friendly glance. Somehow she seems lonely. never too late to find love.
That was Roxton from Bavaria in Germany with a track called Revival. Real feel-good hard rock track. And I thought I'd bring the mood down after that with Never Too Late. Yes, that was myself and Lee Dunham from our very recent acoustic live album. It's called the Live Acoustic Live Volume 1 because there will be a Volume 2. And talking of cellists, there's going to be a track on it played by my brother Adrian, who's a professional cellist. And we did a version of The Last Adventure, which will be on that. More to come. That'll be coming later on in the year at some stage. We're going to go for the last time back to the lockdown files. And we're talking about names.
Yeah. Have you ever met another Doris?
Yes, I have. German, but they've all been German.
Oh, okay. So there were Dorai in the room.
Yes, I've had Dorai in the room. Yes.
Have you ever had three Dorai in the room?
No, just the one.
The hell?
Just the one other.
So the most amount of Dorai that there's ever been is two. Do you think we'd break something if we put three in a room?
Ooh, I don't know. With a name like Doris, you know, it could be.
I reckon the earth would stop spinning or something. something really odd would happen. Like there'd be a time warp come down and a big time tunnel or something. It'd be a wormhole suddenly pop up. And something weird would happen.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Quite enjoy that.
There's only one way to try it, and that's to find two more
Dorai.
Dorai. Yeah, and get them to come to a gig, and then they'll be in the same
room.
Should
we set up a Dorai convention?
You should, definitely. You should definitely do that.
It'd be hard in this country, though, because most indigenous Dorai have died out now.
I'm sure. I didn't say it was going to be easy.
No.
No, it's definitely going to be hard. Chris, my brother,
yeah.
When Facebook very first opened for business, he was on it probably before everyone else. And what he did was he went and friended only Chris Dunhams. So he had a Chris Dunham. Basically, it was called the Chris Dunham Appreciation Page. And if your name was Chris Dunham, you get to join. And all the Chris Dunhams in the world joined the page. And he had loads of Chris Dunhams. Loads of them.
Wow.
And they were all just saying hello to each other, all the Chris Dunhams.
That's brilliant.
Talking. I wonder if he's still got that open. I'll have to phone him and ask him if he's still got the Chris Dunham Appreciation Page.
I'm going to look it up now. I'm just going to have a look. There. So, search Facebook, Chris.
Have a look. See if it's Dunham, got the Chris Dunham.
Hang on.
See if it's still there. Oh, you never know. Someone might have done a bigger one by now. There might be even more Chris Dunhams.
It's just gone. This information is not available right now.
Oh. That's because your name's not Chris Dunham. I might have got the name of it wrong. I'll ask him. I'll get these details of him still. See if he still does it or not.
Jeff Dunham Appreciation Group.
Yeah, Jeff Dunham, I got confused. I got, I went to, Jeff Dunham's the ventriloquist guy.
Ah, okay, yeah.
He's got the ACMED, isn't it? The terrorist, the dead terrorist. And he goes, I kill you, that guy.
It was nightside, the branches of the moon, you taste my music, I play you, I'm taken in too soon, the earth is digging, she is waiting for a tree that wants to bloom, and in the river whisper, our streams will be in tune.
was Ruby Ate the Fig with a track called Breathe. They're from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and it's sort of described as exotic desert rock. And in fact, I really like this band. I think they do some really interesting stuff. So I will be playing some more of theirs in future shows. I just want to quickly remind you of some gigs that are coming up. Carlisle, Temple of Prog, 21st of February, followed by the Spinning Top, our matinee on the 22nd. That's a Sunday. In March, the Parish Room in Chipperfield. If you're in that area, come along. If you're not in that area, come along. And for the band, Winter's End Prog Festival on the 12th of April. So very much hope to see you there. I'm going to leave you with three tracks. First one is another band from Germany, from Wiesbaden, called Unprocessed. And the track is called Beyond Heaven's Gate. It's sort of prog metal. It's a little bit shouty in places, but it doesn't go on for too long, so we're okay. Don't panic. From Chicago, a band called Alkaline Trio with emo pop punk. A track called Bleeding Out. I really like this one. It's really good. And to see us out, something a little bit different, some sort of electronica industrial track. This is Assemblage 23 from Seattle and surrounding areas. It's a chap called Tom Shear who's put this together, and the track is Tolerate. I really hope you'll join me again next week. Have a fantastic one in the meantime. Bye.
Far away, far away. voices are sinking, the cat lady's singing, and the band's freaking out. I'm bleeding out, I'm shedding out.